Well, hello, everybody. This is Single Life with Dr. G, dating over 40. And I am Dr. G, your love doctor, your emotional wellness doctor. And my mission is to help you stay sane in this crazy world of dating. I am so excited to be on this journey with you. As you all know, my journey started about almost 11 years ago now that I joined this single club after having been married for almost 24 years. And I have been out here in this single world, and my, do I have some stories to tell, and it has been a journey. So I know because of what I do and being a psychologist, as well as a single woman, that I could combine those two things and help you all really figure this out and understand that man or that woman. I bring all of that to the table when we talk about this dating journey. As you all know, this is season two, and this is episode two of season two. And in this season, we're doing all of the hot topics. We're going to be talking about all of the stuff that y'all talk about all the time, and we have still haven't figured it out. But before we get into that, I want to remind you, please go to my website, drgladney.com. There you're going to find the latest bestseller, which is The Power of Attraction, Getting the Man You Need, Not Want. Now, that book is just for the ladies. Yes, is there going to be one coming for the men? Absolutely. Man, we cannot leave you out. I know y'all need some help too. We're going to have a book for you all. But for right now, The Power of Attraction, Getting the Man You Need, Not Want, go to my website. You can find it there. We also want you to join our Facebook group, Single Life with Dr. G. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter. It's all at Dr. G. I'm so excited again, because you know what? This hot topic episode, y'all all know y'all talked about it. Y'all just talked about it yesterday and maybe even today. It is, do you tell your friend if they have been cheated on? Everybody got an opinion about that. And we have some great people that's going to be here to talk about it. When I assemble the people together to discuss hot topics, I'm finding all the people that have the different opinions. This is not the show where everybody has to agree about everything. What you understand is that we all have a different opinion, and our opinion is based on our experience. So nobody's is right or wrong. It's what you have experienced. What I'm trying to bring to the table is that we can come together with our different opinions and different experiences and have a conversation and get to a meeting of the minds and say, wow, well, I can understand why you feel that way. And this is going to help us on this single journey. I'm telling you, it's going to help alleviate a lot of the stuff and a lot of the craziness that we deal with. So we have some pretty amazing people today. As we get started, you know, we have our segments. We have the Did You Know, the Candid Conversations, and the Crazy Dating Stories, as well as the Challenge of the Week. So let's get started. Did you know? I'm going to tell you the statistics as we're talking about this whole cheating thing. It's important that you understand exactly how much cheating happens, that this puts this all in perspective as to why this is even a conversation that we need to have. The research tells us that a lot of these affairs begin at work. About 60% of the affairs begin at work. You're going to understand why that's important, because something's happening in the workplace. Now, I know right now we're in the midst of the pandemic. Everybody's not back in the office, but we're going back in the office, and don't think they're not starting online. Up to 60% of married people said that there's been infidelity at least one time in their marriage. 60% people, now that's over half of the people that are married, as well as 40% of unmarried relationships. Now it's harder to get that data because, I mean, come on, how many people just dating somebody is going to go and take the survey and say, yeah, I cheated? So you got to know that these numbers are actually higher than what we have recorded, just because how difficult it is to get research sometimes. That's a lot. It's a lot of numbers that I gave you, but I want you to sit with that, because you have to know cheating is going on all the time. Now, how does that affect us? You know how that affects us? Because we all have friends. We all have people. We all either have been cheated on, have cheated, know somebody, have friends, and that affects your life in a major way. So today we're talking about do you tell, to tell or not to tell. And I brought some wonderful people on board. We did the poll in the Facebook group, and I'm going to give you the stats on the poll. The question was, if you see with your eyes or have evidence of your friend's spouse, fiance, significant other cheating on them, do you tell? We had about 20 people say, I may tell, but I would have to think about it. We had 16 people that said, yes, I would tell because I would want to know. We had 6 people who said, no, I would never tell. Stay out of other people's business. And then we had one person that says no, because what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. And another person said no, that it would backfire on them. Well, we've assembled together some of those people that have those opinions. We have with us today, we have Nanette F., we have Mike Love, and we have Z McDougal. Let's give them a hand for joining us. We're going to start with Miss Nanette, and we're going to let her introduce herself and tell us who she is.
Hello, I'm Nanette Fetchalunga. I am a PMP project program manager, and I have lived in the Dallas area since I was 12. I'm originally from New York City. I call Dallas home, and I am single.
Single life. There you go. Now we're going to go to Z and let her introduce herself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Zenita McDougal. I moved to Dallas from Virginia. I work for Department of Homeland Security. And I have 2 wonderful children, and I am also single.
Ooh, some single ladies, man. When I tell you, they are some beautiful single ladies. They're beautiful. Okay. Now, the lone man that we have on the panel, but can handle his own, we have none other than Mike Love.
Thank you so much, Doc. I'm a radio consultant. I do affiliate sales for national radio programs. And I'm also a life coach, certified. I talk to people all the time about business situations, personal situations, whatever may come up. If you ask me, I probably got an answer for it. It doesn't mean I'm right, but I do have an answer.
I like that. It doesn't mean he's right. Okay, ladies, here's a handsome guy that we have. And guess what? He said he don't always have to be right. So look, that's a plus right there. Okay, let's hear it for Mike. Okay.
Hey, for me.
I know it. That's great. We're going to get started into this hot topic. Now, I'm first going to ask you, how did you vote about if you would tell or not? And then I'm going to ask you to tell us why. So, Nanette, how did you vote if you would tell?
If it's a friend that I'm very close to, a friend, not somebody that I just happen to know, I would tell. Okay. But I have a way of telling.
Okay, and we're going to let you tell us that. Mike, what did you say?
Nope, N-O-P-E.
He didn't say no, he said nope.
I said
N-O-P-E. Nope.
Right.
Okay, and we're going to let him expound on that in a minute. Z, what was your answer?
My answer was absolutely, I'm telling, yes.
Okay.
You mean send a carrier pigeon, a magic carpet, I don't care, I'm telling.
Okay, that's great. And my opinion is I would tell as well. We're going to find out why the different people feel the way that they feel. So, Z, you were so absolute. You even said a carrier pigeon. Why do you feel so absolutely sure that you would tell? Now, let me put this in perspective, guys. We're not talking about, oh, they just out having lunch. That's their work partner. You don't know. That might be their sister. It might be their daughter. Because when I'm with my son, I've had people think that that was because my son is real tall, big, and I don't look my age. So it's been mistaken. And so you could be with your cousin, you could be with your brother. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the evidence you see, you know, there's the body language, whether they're holding hands, kissing, whatever it is. But you have evidence and you know that somebody is cheating. So I'm going to put that out there first. So now, Z, why do you feel so definite about your answer?
Well, number one, because I was that wife that everybody knew but me. And the betrayal I felt afterwards, just knowing that these people I confided in, that I talked to, older women in the office, I have the fortunate or unfortunate issue of having a chance to work with my ex-husband. I actually worked in a building next to his. So I worked with his boss. I was friends with everybody in his office, just like he was with mine. And the girl that he had an affair with Caucasian female. I must add that in there, worked for him. And I would be in his office all the time and, you know, vice versa. Everybody knew me because of what I did. I was I'm a privacy officer, sir. So I give training to the entire facility. So I was that person. I talked to these ladies. It was two ladies in particular. I'm young. You know, I'm a young married couple. So I would talk to them about issues. We've been on vacations together. It wasn't like I didn't know these women. Vacations, hung out at each other's houses. And me and this girl actually hung out. Drank together. We went partying together. Wow. We hiked together. She was in my house, birthday parties, you name it. She was there and no one told me and everyone knew. I confided in them. So did she. And when I found out, it hurt me more to find out they knew and didn't tell me than it was that they actually had an affair, to be honest. So the betrayal was way more severe than the actual act of what they did, because people are going to be people, you know. Stuff happens, whatever, but the betrayal of them not telling me hurt me more. And I don't speak to them to this day.
Wow, that's powerful. Sorry you had to go through that. Wow. Okay. Now, Mike, tell us why you were so definite in saying no, because we just heard Z's perspective on what happens when you're on the other side. Why do you say no?
Because it doesn't help. Now, I'm sympathetic to what she said in reference to having this camaraderie with coworkers and even the conspirator, you know, right in her own space. But telling the person it's not going to make it any better. As a matter of fact, you have to be careful with it because it can cause distractions outside of what the person should be concentrating on. Because, you know, one of the things when you find out about infidelity in your marriage, you're thinking, okay, what did I do wrong? What's missing? And something obviously is missing that your partner is getting from the other person. Now, I'm speaking from a male perspective, all right? So most of the time when men travel, there's something that they're getting that either they're not getting consistently at home or they may not be getting at all. Or it could be the fact when we were talking earlier about love or lust, there's an issue there where there's not enough love in the relationship to bond it. And that is a real concern. And you have to track back and think about, yeah, you said I do. You took the vows. You did all of this. But was it real? And so the person or the victim really has to take the time and not be distracted by all the outside chatter on what happened to me. Why did this happen to me?
Oh, okay, so I'm going to stop you because I want to make sure that our audience out there, because the way you were kind of framing that, there's like 8 different reasons why people cheat. There's 8 different reasons why men cheat and different reasons why women cheat. And none of them are just all in a box. But I don't want the audience to seem like that it's like the woman's fault because if a man is cheating and something is missing at home, that's not always the case at all.
That's why I said partner. I didn't say the woman. Okay. I said partner.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anybody, for the man, woman, whomever, it's really within that person that's doing the cheating.
Correct.
I don't want anybody to ever feel like it's your fault. Now, is there something missing? Are relationships ever perfect? No, they're not. I did a whole podcast last season and it's on cheating. Men cheat and they say they love you. And so we had a reformed cheater on. So guys, if you haven't listened to that one, go back to the first season. And he goes into detail as a cheater as to why he was doing what he's doing. And it broke down his marriage. Without us getting into the reasons why somebody's doing it, we just want to focus on, do you tell your friend? Do you tell your friend that they've been cheated on? So Mike, you still would say, no, you're not going to tell your friend that you hang out with if you know that he's been cheating on and you saw his wife's significant other cheating, you would not tell him.
That's absolutely correct. I stick with N-O-P-E.
Okay. And that reason, because you feel like he would get distracted. Say that again, why you say no?
Well, I think once you find out you've been cheated on, male or female, there is already a distraction. Because if you're living with that person, it's even worse because now you don't even want to be in the same room with them.
Okay, so, but let me stop you because we got to go back. It's about if you would tell them, if not about what they need to figure out when they get in their household and what they're doing. Would you tell your friend that he was being cheated on?
No.
Okay, so just help me understand. How would you leave your guy hanging out there?
Well, I would feel bad for him. I would, especially if it's one of my best friends, I'd feel sorry for him. But I just, like I said, telling him is not going to make it better. It's almost like you need to find out something is wrong inside of your relationship, male or female. You need to investigate this. See, sometimes we put ourselves in a box. Oh, I'm married. Nothing could happen. Women cheat just like men cheat. So anybody can cheat. There's no designation to whether it's more men than women. And it could be more men than women. But the bottom line is, when you tell, now all of a sudden you're getting grilled. Well, when did you find out? And when did you, yo, man, what's up? You sorrow it. I can't answer all those things. I can't be the solution. I guess that's where I want to say.
Okay.
You as the person that's telling them, you're not the solution. You really can't help them. All you've done now is escalate it because everybody else knew, like Z said, but me.
Okay, so that's his opinion. Okay, Nanette, why did you say, yes, you would tell, and there's a way that you would tell?
Well, I wouldn't want to know. And my makeup is I'm all about honesty and loyalty and truth. And I cannot stand someone that steals or is a thief. In my opinion, a cheater is all of that. So having been cheated on and having witnessed this happen to a close friend, and knowing that in the past when I've had other friends tell friends and it blow up in their face, I knew better than to just go tell. So I'm sitting at a restaurant and homeboys with this woman. And first you want to make sure, because I've seen lots of people having dinner or lunch, whatever. And it's just a business or a friend, or you can tell the difference. There's obviously a difference. But this was obviously a scenario that was a cheating situation. He was holding her hand and caressing. And no, they was having something going on. So I get my phone out and I start videotaping. And I'm sitting over here and he can't see me. And I'm videotaping enough. So I got you. I mean, this is like about 5 minutes. So I have my phone still videotaping. I get my check and I walk up and I say, hey, how you doing? And so I didn't know you was here. Hi, I'm Nanette. And your name is? I'm still taping. Sound is gone. Your name is Julie. Oh, I didn't know you was taping. How long you been knowing each other? Really? Oh, okay. That's wonderful. You're so pretty. You're real pretty. Okay. So-and-so, can you walk me to my car for a minute? You don't mind, do you? Okay. And as we're walking, I say, you see this right here? You see, let me show you. You're still on video. If you don't tell her in 24 hours, I'm going to show her. And you better tell her I saw you, because I'm not going to lie to her. I love her. And you had a covenant with God. I don't care what's going on, but you're going to tell her because you don't want me to show her this video. And she needs to know I saw you and I confronted you. That's all she needs to know. And you need to tell her the truth. Bam. I didn't have to tell her. He knew me. I don't play.
Wow. Okay, girl, that was good. That was some good thinking. And that was bold. What if he wouldn't have told you? Would you have?
Oh, heck yeah. I'd have been over there. And he knew it. He knew me. I am so soft-hearted. The worst thing you can steal from me is time, because you can't get it back.
Right.
This woman loved him. She's faithful to him. He's out cheating on her when he could be fixing whatever is wrong with them. I don't know what's going on. Like Mike said, I can't fix it. They got to fix it. But if you have fooling around, you ain't fixing it. I don't even care. She needs to know so she can handle it. They can handle it or they can do whatever. Give me the option. If it's me, let me know. My friends know. If it ever happens, I find out you didn't tell me, we will never speak again.
Right.
Because you don't have any loyalty to me.
You know, this is interesting because just hearing everybody, and I know it was a couple of guys that voted, because I did look to see, was it a difference between the men and the women and who voted on yes and no. And most of the women were like, absolutely, yes. It wasn't, but a couple of guys that said they would tell. I'm a researcher, guys. So all of this stuff always fascinates me as to where people stand and the differences in men and women. I don't know if there's a difference in how men view this as to how women view this. Because the women, particularly just even here in our discussion, are saying, yes, it's the loyalty to the friend. Men are more solution oriented. And you could just see right now, Mike is saying, well, I can't fix it. I can't. It's not to fix. It's just, are you going to tell or not to tell? I think why this conversation becomes so controversial, because it gets down to the loyalty of a person. I've been on the other side as well, and people knew something and didn't tell me. And it does make you feel really crappy. And I'm like, it's like, where do I fit along mm-hmm. your friend podium? The mm-hmm. loyalty that you feel that you have to me in whatever the situation, if you feel like somebody got your back, what does that mean? I got your back. And if they don't have your back, then the trust factor comes into play. It's not about what the spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend is doing. It's not about any of that. It's just about you and your friendship. Now, what I heard from so many other people in having this conversation is the issue is that if you are the person that tells, it will come back on you.
Yes.
And the people say, well, you know, then they got mad at me and mm-hmm. our friendship is gone. Mm-hmm. And so, Mike, tell us what you're thinking.
Well, if you put a percentage on it, that's what happens 90% of the time. That's why I said, then all of a sudden you got 15 questions to ask this person. You know, just to go back to what Nanette said in reference to taping it, I got to be honest with you. I think it's a little over the top. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the husband as well?
I knew them both.
Okay. So what I probably would have done if I was going to tell, I probably would have went and warned him first.
No, I did. I told him.
Okay. But I'm saying.
No, I showed him. I told him. I confronted him in the restaurant.
I understand that, but you taped it as well. So you invaded.
Oh, his I have to have proof, baby. Oh, because well, I'm not going to just, I didn't have to.
Oh, you think she should have warned him that she was taping him?
Well, no. Not warning that she was taping him. I'm saying as far as, okay, I saw you. And if I have a way to reach you, I'm going to call you and say, hey, look, you know, you really kind of put me in a bad situation the other night when I saw you, you know, with homegirl.
That's what I did. I told him he had 24 hours to tell her. And if he didn't, then I would produce the tape.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's your prerogative. And I can't. Can argue
I think that was absolutely perfect.
You see, here's the thing. It blows up in people's face because then the husband or the wife, the cheater, let's just say the cheater says, they lying. That's not what it was. It was my homegirl. They wrong. They are exaggerating. And then it comes back on you that you're exaggerating or you're making it up or you're jealous or you're this. He know what I have. So I didn't even have to show anything. He knew what I had. I told him, you have 24 hours to tell. I will show her this. And I have been sitting there for 8 minutes. And yes, remember when you kissed her? And yes, I have all that on this video. As I still have you talking right now and me talking to you.
So he was warned, Mike. He was warned. I don't know what other kind of warning so he could have.
I not only warned him, I had the evidence. So you can't say I'm a liar or I was exaggerating because I got you on tape. Kind of like 60 minutes.
I got
no,
you.
No, you were like cheaters.
No, that's made up. This was the real deal. This is the hidden camera.
Okay. Z, okay. Go ahead. You said absolutely. Go ahead, Z.
So I've been on both sides as well. I've had friends that I've had to tell them about mm-hmm. their significant other. And I've had it where they got mad at me for telling and didn't want to hear it. And, you know, we fell out for a while. But eventually what happened is you realize I am that friend. I am loyal to you. And no matter how much it hurts you right now, you'll thank me later. And that's exactly what happened. You came back later because once a cheater, you're going to do it again, especially if you don't get caught that first time. You're going to do it again. And when you get caught again, I'm not going to be anywhere around, but you're going to have to come back and see me because you will remember this conversation that I was your friend then and I'm your friend now. And if you're really truly friends, you will come back to that person and tell them, thank you. Because you could have saved me from a lot of heartache that I'm going through right now if I had gotten rid of it before all my feelings got invested, before I got invested too much time, too much of my body, too much mm-hmm. of myself into this relationship that was going nowhere way back when you told me the first time.
Okay, that's good. Mike, I see you going, yes. So do you think once a cheater, always a cheater?
Of course. And that's my whole point about I understand the building or the supporting of the friendship, and I don't want to see you get hurt. The person's already going to get hurt any way it goes at some point. And my thing is, if it's a sin, then what's God's job in this whole process?
Well, yeah,
a lot of this stuff that you're doing, he going to take care of anyway. So it's not like if you didn't tell, they going to get away with murder.
Right. To me, again, it goes back to the simple fact of what kind of friend you are. Just really point blank. What kind of friend you are What do you want from your friends and what do you give to them? In my situation, in a dating, this happened. A really good friend of mine knew and didn't tell me. And you find out, when you find out that they knew, it's like, really?
That's hurtful.
So to me, and I agree with you, Z, it's about the betrayal of the friendship. It ain't about the other person and what they did and who, what they did and why y'all doing. It ain't about none of that. It's about your friend, your expectation that you have in a friendship. This is the question that I pose to everybody now. Wherever you stand as you're hearing us, and everybody has very strong opinions about this, this is what I say to everybody. What do you want done for yourself? If you're that person that says, "No, I will never tell," then that's what you want done for you. Because I believe in that you have to be what you expect. So I would want to know. And so I'm going to tell you, because I would want to know. I would want you to do that for me. And Mike, let me put this to you, since you were the one that emphatically said no. If you were being cheated on and five of your guy friends knew, but they didn't tell you, and you were just going on and you see them and you're all happy and stuff and they know the situation, would you want to know?
Well, actually, that did happen to me in my first marriage.
Okay.
And several people knew about it. It didn't put a damper on the friendship. I knew they knew. They didn't even have to come and tell me, because of the way that it happened. They had to know. So once again, it's a judgment call. It's not about whether I'm right or they're wrong, or they're right and I'm wrong, or whatever the case may be. Personally, I choose not to get into it. And if I really, really had to, I would probably step to the person. Or, like Nanette knows both parties, I may throw something out there for her to try to get the bait and let them try to, you know, having the tape, and you got 24 hours, and you know, like you said, they're like cheaters and stuff, like that's kind of funny. You know,
I love it. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, but
that was perfect.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It's a little over the top to me when she said
I'm over the top.
Yeah,
I'm over the top.
Yeah, right, exactly. So if that's your personality, then that's what it is. That's not my personality. So I wouldn't judge her or Z. I do understand that everybody wants to know. I wish I knew. The person that was cheating on me, the lady that was cheating on me, was dealing with somebody in my inner circle. So they knew all my moves. You see what I'm saying?
So that guy is no longer your friend, though, right?
Fact of the matter is, that person she cheated with wasn't my friend, but he was in our circle.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay,
yeah, so he could see me moving around in order to make his moves on her.
So your friends that didn't tell you, you didn't have any feeling about them, like, man, why y'all leave me out here hanging?
No, because you know what? And that's why I can emphatically say no, is because I'm kind of glad they didn't say anything to me, because I don't know how I would have handled it.
Interesting. To see,
you know
this
what I'm
is
saying?
Absolutely. This is why conversation is so important, because to me, this really goes back to having communication conversations with your friends. And I am an advocate of this. In your friend circle, and we're just talking about your friends, we're not talking about you knowing somebody and just the associates that we have. We're talking about the people that you consider your friend. I believe it's very important to have these conversations, whether they new friends, old friends. Hey guys, look, let's talk about this. If any one of us were to find out the other person, whoever was cheating, do you want to know? How about that? Why don't we throw that out there? Ask people, would you want me to tell you? Let me find out what it is that you would want. How would you feel? Because otherwise, if you don't have these conversations and then something is thrust upon you, then of course, and we've seen all of this in movies, TV shows, reality shows, we get to live in as voyeurs into other people's stuff. And we see how much havoc it can wreak on both sides. Because trust me, it does on both sides. It's like, she told me, and you just mad and you jealous and breaking down this. Really, to kind of help stop a lot of this, I think it's really important that with your really good friends, you have the conversation. Would you like to be told? Would you like for me to tell you? I would say to anybody out there, I'm that friend, tell me. I want to know. I'm just going to tell
me
you.
Me too.
I want to know. But everybody's not like that. And for the reasons like Mike said, which then I have to wonder how many other men feel like that. So maybe men don't want to know. I don't know. We're not casting them all in the same, but I'm just looking at the poll that I put out there and how many men said, yeah, they would tell. It was probably two, like I said, the rest of them like, no, they would not tell. Or they thought about it and said, maybe. But men may tend to say, hey, I'm out of that. I ain't trying to get involved. Women, we're more emotional and we're more attached to friends and things. And so if a friend of mine is going through that, I'm feeling that with her. And I'm feeling like he did that to me too. Like, you can't do that. We the people who like, I'm taking my earrings. You ain't gonna do that to my friend. Women are like that. You know, so would you say that, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's, and I hate to say it, it's kind of a female thing because we want to man up in our situation. If everybody knew and I didn't know, it's already a problem. But now it's embarrassing. You see what I'm saying? I'm totally embarrassed. I didn't know. This person had to come and tell me. And I just don't know how I'm going to handle my emotions. Mm. See, women can be emotional. It's a way of life. Men don't get a chance. We're supposed to be hard. You see what I'm saying? And so how do you put that game face on that says, nah, they ain't really bother me. Yeah, I knew she was messing around anyway. See, that's the kind of stuff that a man will do. Now, the three of you are all cheering. Yeah, tell them more. Yep, tell them, girl. But see, with a man, we got to figure out where we at. Now, our feelings are going to be hurt even more that my boy had to come and tell me, yo, man, I don't know if your girl, you know, handling things, you know, he's trying to find a way to tell me because most of the time he ain't going to say directly. See, like women talk. If there's nobody to dance with in the club, women dance together. When women got to go to the bathroom, they go, come on, girl, go in here with me. You don't ever see a guy go, yo, Tom, come on, let's go to the bathroom. That doesn't happen. So it's a different kind of relationship. Yeah. That women have than men have because we are challenged to be, you know, the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And so I just think it's a fear of emotions, if anything.
I appreciate that. Go ahead, Z.
I think for me, and I kind of would want to pose this question to you, Mike. I think for me, because I've been through the experience, how I felt afterwards and how I handled the information, would you still feel the same way now that you know it's a possibility? Because I didn't even think it was possible that your friends could even be capable of betrayal like that deep. When, I mean, we see each other every day. We go to lunch, we go to breakfast, we go to the mall. Now that I've been through that experience, this is the reason why I would tell and I would want to know. Because I wouldn't want anyone that I love to go through that same pain. I just wouldn't. That pain is, that's some other kind of pain. You know, not just because of what happened, because now you're thinking, everything I must have told you, you probably wouldn't. Nothing is safe anymore. Nothing is sacred if you allow this to happen to someone so close to you. So now that you've gone through that, would you still feel that you still wouldn't want to know or tell? I mean, I don't know. Experience is the best teacher to me. So if going through something, I wouldn't want no one to go through that pain.
Well, the moment that it happened, it was a series of escapades that happened that told me this was going on. Okay. Now, I would have got to those quicker if somebody had said something to me. But once again, it could have easily been a distraction from getting down to, okay, why are we married? You know, if you need to mess around, what was missing in the marriage? And that's where I think a lot of people need to get to, because whether you tell them or not can be, you know, it could go both ways, but you need to immediately identify what is wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. That's that problem solving, men solution oriented. They are here to fix things. So this is what we have to appreciate about the way God made, the difference in how we're made. Men are probably looking at this solution oriented. Women, we're looking at an emotional. You know, we'll figure out the solution later, but we got to get these emotions out and we got to deal with this. Now, what she didn't tell. You know, so it's a lot. But this is great because we are made like this for reasons, to balance each other out. If we can have conversations and listen to each other, and appreciate the differences that we all bring to the table. I think this is so poignant because, Mike, you just really kind of enlightened me on some things in this conversation. And any of us being on both sides or one side or the other, we all have been put in situations that are uncomfortable for us. And it's like, you know, yeah, what do I do? But then you say, well, I could lose a friend and they backfire and then they won't be a friend. And you got to think, well, what kind of friend were they in the first place? If I'm trying to tell you something that I thought was going to help you. Now, we do know there's a lot of vindictiveness out there and it's a lot of craziness, which messes up the real friendships, you know, which is why I say it's so important to have these conversations. Ask the friend. Listen, girl, you a new friend to me, or we just started hanging out. Are you the kind of friend that want to know if something should ever go down? Why can't we don't have these conversations anyway? Why is it that it's like, well, I'm gonna keep my mouth closed. I'm not gonna say anything. And then I've seen so many movies and things, and I'm like, this is gonna blow up because they already knew and they didn't know, and then that person and it's like, I would rather take the chance. And I think you said this, Z. On the respect that happened to you. You told them they didn't like you for it. You just wanted to whatever. You don't want to see us happy. Whatever people have going on. But you still have that respect factor on how you feel that you told. If they go on and you're not friends anymore, then so be it. You didn't do anything wrong, but I just tried to tell you the truth. But then they came back around as opposed to it blowing up that you didn't tell. And now they feel betrayed by you.
Oh, you know, Mike makes a lot of really good points. And I literally wrote down, you know, the point that he made is that you have to have enough love to bond the relationship. And a lot of times in a relationship, in most relationships, one person always gives more love or is more in love with the other than it's never 100% on both sides. It should be, but it's not. But they love each other. But like you said, enough love to bond the relationship. However, in my friendships, I love hard. I love my friends. There's nothing I won't do for my friends. With that, I trust, I'm devoted, and I give you everything I have. I'll help you any way I can. And to think that I would have a friend that would not tell me something that they know when I'm in a relationship, I'm all in. You know, the people that know me say my regular is everybody else's over the top. So it's funny when you said, Nanette, that's over the top. My regular is everybody else's over the top. That's just my regular. I would be devastated if Dr. G saw my husband or my boyfriend out cheating on me and didn't tell me. I would be devastated.
Yeah.
Or any of my close friends. An associate, they don't really know me. But I would be very, very hurt. And I don't know that I could be friends with that person anymore because that trust and that bond of knowing that I would do anything for you.
Yeah.
There's nothing that if I could possibly do it, I would do it. And I would not be the one that's going to be mad at you for telling me. And people know that I'm just too dang honest, too dang faith. And I wouldn't come bring you anything that's not true, you know. Yeah. So I truly believe that the friendships that I have are the same. I remember at one point, and I'll say this, Dr. G was counseling me and she said, you're just like somebody else. And it's somebody that's very, very well known in our circle. Then I said, really? She said, yeah. And I said, well, I find that to be a big compliment. She said, she's just like that. She just, you're too giving. And that's just me. And when someone uses me and I have been used, that doesn't change me at all. It just makes me not give to that person anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just from a big picture, just imagine if every man, and I'm starting out with the men first, I'm gonna flip it. If every man knew that the friends were so loyal that if they saw them doing anything, that they would find out and tell, or vice versa, if every woman knew, yeah, that for the guy's friend would tell, just think of how much this cheating could stop, or either people be forced underground. Just saying,
it would go underground.
I know it would go underground, but I'm just saying people would think twice about what they do because they're seen. When you're seen, I'm gonna let you guys give the last 1 minute of what your thoughts are.
What about, like, Mike is a counselor, he's certified. What about if people just worked on their relationships and not be so dang selfish, or just say, you know what, this is not working. Let's go our separate ways and be honest about it. What about that?
Bingo.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, let me tell you, that ignorant happen. As wonderful as it sounds, I've been at it for 20 years trying to fix people. That is not getting ready to happen. The nature of people, they're going to do what they're going to do. And I know that's not very much hope. We're spreading, but I'm just saying, this is since the beginning of time that people...
Honesty is so much easier. Honesty is so much easier.
And I want to advocate at 40 and over, why are we still playing games? At this stage in our life, and there's a lot of 50 pluses doing this, 60 pluses. To me, it's grow up. But because we can't change that dynamic, we can only control what's in our friend circle and say, hey, what kind of friend do you want? What is it that you would ask of me? And let me tell you what I would want from you to make sure that you're on the same page. Any last one thoughts as we wrap up this wonderful conversation that we could actually keep it going for another hour?
I just got one thing to say, and this is what I tell people. If you're out there doing it in public, it's now public knowledge. So if you don't mind showing off and showing what you're doing in public, then you shouldn't mind somebody telling.
That's a great point. Okay. Great point. Love it.
Yeah, I was going to just basically say right before Z said that, you guys make some valid points. But from a male perspective, we are kept at a standard that we can't show our emotions because we're weak or whatever the case may be. And, you know, if one of my boys comes and says, hey, man, you know, I don't know how to tell you this, but, you know, I think your girl messing around with Dave, you know, and then all of a sudden I start crying. Yo, man, the man up, dog. We're going to get him. We're going to get him, too. Our testosterone is dealing at a whole different level. I agree with you guys in reference to friendship and trust, but from a male perspective, and that's why that count was so low, G, was because we tally our emotions in a different way to protect ourselves, because the public at large or life in general just doesn't say a man can cry and break down and seem weak.
Okay, good. Any last one for you, Nanette?
Thank you for inviting me. I totally enjoyed it. Oh, okay. I think you're doing great work. You're doing great work, Dr. Jean.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to wrap up this section of this episode. When I tell you guys, I hope we're giving you some enlightenment on how to deal with this, actually, because we can't stop behavior. We just want to know how to be the best friends, how to be loyal friends, and how to not add any additional hurt and pain to a situation that's already painful. And so that's really what this conversation is about. Of course, we love to hear your thoughts when you hear this. You're going to put them in the Facebook and all of that. But before we get ready to go to the crazy dating stories. So ladies, let's hear that crazy dating story you have.
When I was dating on the apps several years back, I would always get catfished. Not always, but quite a few times. And it'd either be the 20-year-old picture and they'd show up and they was somebody's great-grandpa. Or papa, or it would be the 200-pound ago picture. So it's like, this is not you. Well, it's you, but it's been a while. So
did you leave?
Where I'd have to ask, how recent are your pictures? Because mine are from last month.
Okay.
And I always had a full-length picture so you could see exactly what I look like. Because if you're looking for, you know, a size 4, no, I'm a size 8, 10, sometimes a 12. Yeah. Depending on what time of the year it is. You know, I could rock a bikini, but I'm not a stick lady. And they were very deceptive sometimes. So that kind of thing. And so I got to where I would only meet people at Starbucks because you're in and you're out.
Yeah.
And that way, that was it.
Okay, so I'm going to go along those lines of these catfish pictures. Mm-hmm. So the one and only time I ever tried one of those dating sites, this guy had, his picture was a body of a god, let me tell you. I mean, he had the Heisman Trophy poles on there, and he literally could have been a Calvin Klein underwear model. However, when we met, his butt was twice the size of mine, and I was like, that's a problem. That's a problem. So we wound up eating. He was this workout, you know, supposedly now still this workout buff, right? He's either leaving the gym, coming to the gym, sleeping in the gym, gym. And he had this dumb saying, I got to be emotionally fit, physically fit, and financially fit. The whole conversation. And the more he drank, he didn't want to eat. The more he drank, the conversation got really sexual. So I was like, okay, that's enough. I got one of my girlfriends. I did that whole help me, get me out of here thing, right? So she got me out of there. And He didn't want to eat the whole time, but then wound up taking my food with him. Story. He was blocked. Trust me. He was blocked.
Wow. You know, it's just so funny. I just keep hearing the catfish stories. You know, we're going to do a whole podcast about this online dating because I've done some research and done some online dating research, and I got some juicy stuff to tell y'all.
That was it for me.
But yeah, that's it happens with men and women. It happens on both sides. Yeah, this is what this is all about, is staying sane in this crazy world of dating. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing your crazy dating stories. Everybody, let's thank our panel today for this wonderful discussion. And guys, we're going to have you all back there in our Facebook group. And any one of these people, if you want to get in contact with the handsome gentleman, Mike Love, or the two ladies, Zee or Nanette, go to my website. Go to my website. You know, who knows? Maybe some connections will be made. Before we go, I have to give you the challenge of the week. You know this conversation we've been having. I challenge you to have the conversation with your friends right now. Stop and say, hey, yeah, let's talk about this. Do you want to know if I were to find out any information? Sit down right now and have a conversation with your friends. And then some of you all going to be saying, oop, they want to know. So you need to go ahead and tell them because you already know something and you're hiding. I'm just saying, you got to decide what kind of friend you want to be to these people. But get your plan together so that you will know, so that when something happens, we already know what to expect and everybody's on the same page. That's what makes relationship work. Whether they're male to female, female to female, male to male, be on the same page. That keeps down any kind of drama, issues, and strife. So it is wonderful. I just love it. Thank you guys for joining us. Again, go to my website, drgladney.com. Get your copy of your book, Power of Attraction, Getting the Man You Need Not Want. Join our Single Life Facebook group, Single Life with Dr. G, Dating Over 40. This is Single Life with Dr. G, Dating Over 40.